Elishu chilek beis daf kuf nun, the third chapter, v'derech chayim tichos musa, obviously the continuation of the second chapter, the end of the pasuk in Mishlei, kineir mitzvah v'sera oir, and a path in life through musa. Basugya she'asaknu ba, b'ferek hakodem, in the sugya that we dealt with in the previous chapter, in the sugya in Masechta Seita daf chaf aleph, that sugya doesn't mention these words, the end of the pasuk, explicitly. So perhaps somebody who's particularly stubborn will wish to disagree with our conclusions. So let's mention another sugya, where the pasuk is explicit. This sugya is in Brachos daf Hayamud Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yemer, Gimel Matanois Tovois Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Israel three wonderful gifts, but they came with certain experiences attached to them. Eilohen, Tira, Ve'eretz Yisrael, Ve'olam Haba. Those acquired through Yisurim. Tira minayin, where is the hint to it? Shenema Ashe HaGever, Ashe Tiyasirino, Yah, U'mitoira Secha Telamedeinu. Notice Tiyasirino, the Yisurim, and Mitoira Secha Telamedeinu. They go together. Tira is acquired through certain Yisurim. Eretz Yisrael. Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Ki kasha yiyaseh ish es benoi, Hashem elokechem yisreko. As a person chastises his son, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises you, v'chasub asa, and immediately afterwards the pasuk says, Ki Hashem elokechem yiyachal eretz teiva. So we have the connection between the Yisurim and the Eretz Teiva, Eretz Yisrael. Ha'ilam haba, where is that? Dichsiv kiner mitzvah v'ser oir, v'derech chayim t'yichichos musa. So Olam Haba is also acquired through Yisurim, and we quote this very pasuk that we're dealing with in Mishnah, Ner Mitzvah Aser Oir, V'derech Chayim Tichos Musa. Musa is related to Yisurim, as we saw in the beginning of this shahr. HaMaharal Be'akdama LeSefer Derech Chayim Al Avois, in his introduction to his commentary on Pirkei Avois, Machiach, he proves it, demonstrates, Ki Loi Medubah Kan Al Yisurim Shel Sevel. He demonstrates that Yisurim in this sugya is not in the usual sense of what we would call it suffering, you know, difficulties. El ala musa shelan, rather in the sense of musa hameyaser oisan elis alois elachumuyos, the drive to overcome, to rise above materialism. Hamatanois hen toivois, these gifts are described by the Gemara as toivois, good gifts. Shin reuyes liskei mechamas kedushasan, they are fit to endure because of the Kedusha. I think the Maharalia, perhaps he doesn't say it there, but it's a point that's common. The Ramban mentions in Maaseh Bereishis, right? Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayar Hashem ki toiv, the Ramban then makes the point, what does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, and it is good? Whenever that phrase is used, it means fitting to endure, fitting to last. And the Maharalia is the same idea over here. When the Gemara says toivois, fitting to last because of the Kedusha. Then matanois, why are they called matanois, gifts? They're not really all that suitable. They're not deserved by human beings. When we become worthy of these gifts, only through musar, that lifts us out of chomrius, brings us nearer to kedusha. HaTorah kedoshah, the Torah itself is holy, and tzichim lekabel oisah v'lasek bah betahara. A person is to receive it and to be involved in it betahara. V'chach kosa maran ha-gaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we've seen this already, a famous statement of his. Ki hagam shatorah misor livnei adam, even though the Torah has been given to humankind, lachtoich inyanah kifi matras sechel enoshi, to determine, to pasken its concepts, in accordance with the human mind. It was given to us to pasken certain she'elois and to determine Torah. Nonetheless, loynich b'shahi, it's not as if we've conquered it, la'asis bah kechavtzenu, to do with it as we wish, to use it as a tool, al pita haluchis etzenu, according to the whims that we have. Pigulhu lo yiratze, that approach is pigul. It is not given to us to distort the Torah for our own whims and for our own objectives. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Toiva, Keshanu Shumim Aleh B'Kedushasai. It is a good land when we preserve its Kedusha. Ve'yavou Shnei Achorbanois, we can learn from history the two destructions, Lelamdeinu, Ki Beli Tahara, Eina Matanak Yemeslanu. Without Tahara, the gift does not endure. whether it's that the people become defiled through serious averos, kamo bevayis rishoyin, v'heinim nitmeu b'midos, or whether they become defiled through negative midos, sinas chinam, particularly kamo bevayis sheni, the Gemara in Yoma Daf Tes. Kama tirchoyis tarach Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom b'farshiyos v'yischanan v'oikev. Long disquisitions in those parshiyos. Limnoya me'itanu kol netiya v'chol negi'ah. B'ikanselu l'ayaretz kedusha. To draw away, to eliminate from an Israel any sorts of biases and negios, any ulterior motives as they entered the Holy Land. And Moshe Rabbeinu enumerates all the forms of ulterior motives that a person could stumble in. We don't have the space over here to enumerate them. Then, La'ilam Abba. There's no way to reach Olam Haba without achieving Tahara. Kach mevayir Rambam beferush Mishnah Yois Shilhei Makois at the end of Maseches Makois, ki ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakois es Yisrael, that the Gemara says over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bestow upon Bnei Yisrael, lefichach hirba lehem Torah Mitzvahis, and therefore he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzvahis. Ki beribuya Mitzvahis, this is how the Rambam now explains, and the author is now paraphrasing. Ki beribuya Mitzvahis, seeing that there are so many Mitzvahis, it's not possible, says the Rambam, that a person will not do at least one mitzvah lishma out of the millions that we have throughout our lives. At least once, a person will do it completely lishma uva nizkelech olam haba, and through that, earn olam haba. Hari rak alede taras lishma zochem olam haba. The Rambam obviously held, and you can see it through his explanation over here, that it's only through the purity of lishma that a person earns olam haba. Velishma hu tachlis atara. Lishma is really the purpose, the end goal of Tahara, Kamvoa Befek Tahara B'Misilas Yisharim. Harei v'chol shloshes ha-matanes tavois. In all three of these good gifts, yefshal yizkois b'li Tahara. One cannot earn them without Tahara. V'lachin lo yinasan ha-kadosh b'o hisan. Therefore, ha-kadosh b'o gave them. Ela l'idei toichechois musar. That's the sugya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. V'derech chayim toichechois musar. In order to achieve that necessary purity. Another very famous passage from Rabbi Yisrael, Ha'isapchus mera letoiv bli musar. If a person wishes to transform evil into good and to do it without musar, hukmoi bakasha sariya bli ayin ushmiya bli ozen. It's like seeking to have vision without an eye, seeking to have hearing without ears. It's not shaykh. Ein lecha davar hametaher es adam minegiois. Nothing purifies a person from his ulterior motives and his fantasies and his midos ra'ois ki limud musar kavua, as regular limud musar. Nothing accomplishes it. Baduk musar, this is tried and tested. V'alacha kivasrai, this is a Talmudic phrase, yeah? And aloha is like the later ones. We have this idea that aloha follows, if there's a machlok, is generally, of course, with many qualifications, but aloha follows the later opinion. And so to over here, we pass on Rabbi Yisrael Misaland. Acharei Rabbi Nagon Rabbi Yisrael, lo yikam lanu gadoil hamar'ei lanu derech Yisrael b'tucho b'avodah zah shebitahara. After Rabbi Yisrael, there's not been a person of similar stature who has been able to show a more secure path to achieve avodah zah shebitahara than Rabbi Yisrael, who said, without Musar, it's like trying to have vision without eyes. Hein mila zeis, chakuka al shah beis ha-musar, this word is engraved at the doorway of Beis HaMusar, a place where you learn Musar, and that word is Tahara. That's the word that's engraved. I will just point out that the very, very last passage in the Sefer on Daf Tav Reish Pei Vav, the very ending of the Sefer, which was devoted, and that chapter beginning on Tav Reish Pei Daled, is entitled Tahara. That's the very end of it, and it ends with a wish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us to become Tahoir. That's the very end. This is the word that's also engraved at the doorway as you enter Tahara. V'taher libeinu le'ovdecha be'emes. Taher libeinu is a prerequisite in order to achieve Avodas Hashem, which is truthful. Adkan.